Welcome back to Talking Baseball on KNBR, the sports leader. My guest today, 15 years he played in the big leagues. He was a World Series champion with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1979. He was a three-time All-Star in 1975, 81, and 83. And the top thing that I love to talk about was my next guest. He's a four-time National League batting champion. It's Bill Madlock. Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you?
Oh, really good. Just a little hot down here, but I'm doing fine.
Yeah, and when you're talking hot, it's in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's starting to heat up there. And I'm going to compare that to the National League right now, Bill, the National League West, three top teams. And, of course, the Chicago Cubs, winners of the last 20 out of 27 games until they've come here to San Francisco, and the Giants have cooled them down. What have you seen both these teams so far?
Well, both of them surprised me. You know, obviously, you know, I've been coming from Chicago. I follow the Cubs a lot more than I do the Giants, but we never expect the team to be like that. And, you know, some of the players I never heard of, you know, and the same way with the Giants. I mean, you look throughout the National League, American League, they got players from A-ball. I never heard of them, but, you know, they're both playing great ball. And I love Yastrzemski. You know, he's just an unbelievable player. You know, I know he got to get healthy and stay healthy, but he's some type of player. And Posey, mm-hmm. You know, that's one guy that surprised me, too. I think he got more home runs now than he had in the last 3 years, I think.
Well, I tell you what, I talk about these four-time National League batting champion. Of course, I faced you several times with the Pirates. In 1975, your average was 354. 1976, 339. 1981, 341. 1983, 323. Some great numbers, Bill Madlock. Some great, great achievements. Why do you think today's day, batters aren't really focused on batting averages and they're more focused in home runs and trying to drive in runs? What is the difference that you've seen today's game compared to when you were a National League batting champ?
Well, first of all, we took pride in not striking out. And I don't think they really care, you know, because the analytics, you know, you can get up 10 times and hit two home runs and they're satisfied. And I guess I really don't care. You know, I see guys, you know, 2 feet tall trying to hit the ball, you know, 900 feet when the fence is only 400 feet. So I just think the pride is gone in putting the ball in play. But, you know, with the analytics and all the stats they keep now, it really don't make a difference. And the big deal, too, is a shift. You know, the only thing I would ever change in baseball, none of this three guys pitching, is make sure two infielders on each side of the infield.
Yeah, and it's true because it's definitely taken away a lot of hits. And you said it perfectly, that they're not trying to make contact. They're swinging, striking out, or trying to get launch angle. In today's world, when they do the shift build, they couldn't hit like you because you could hit from the right field line to the left field line. What are your thoughts on these hitters not being able to hit through the shift, throwing the opposite side, because you could do that very well?
Well, I was taught that coming up. I guess it's kind of hard to do it when you just get to the big leagues. You know, their mind is programmed. You know, even I teach hitting down here, and we got kids 6 years old, you know, that launch angle. They can't get it out. I said, you got to learn how to make contact before you start launching. And I think that's one of the big things. You got to learn that from day one, and they didn't do that. You know, they look on TV, you got the announcer talk about launch angle, bat speed, you know, they're just swinging hard. They're not touching the ball, but when they hit one, you know, it's coming off the bat 120. But forget about the other eight or nine times. So I think it's just the stuff they put on TV is good for the finished product. What you see the finished product is the guys in the big leagues. But these kids down here and where they learn, and they can't do it. But when they do it wrong here, they continue to do it wrong when keep going up.
You know, Bill, you know, when you look at the strike zone and how the strike zone's changed from when we played in the early 80s and 70s, and now, you know, they're pinching the zone, the pitch, everything's elevated and nothing at the knees. And, I mean, it's just a mixture of how we played when I pitched and how you hit. If you were batting today, how would you approach the strike zone?
It's, I would approach, I would look for everything away. You can't, you know, as a, you know, I feel sorry for the pitchers, you know, and they, you know, that's, and I don't usually do that because they cannot, they cannot pitch inside it. They cannot pitch any inside. You know, I see some of these guys get hit leaning out over the plate, you know, and then a big brawl started, and all of a sudden the umpires warn each other. Then, you know, for the rest of the game, it's going to be out and away. I mean, if you're looking out there in a way, you can hit the ball. And I think it's just, you know, like I said, they pinch in the strike zone, you know, and it just, I think it's a lot easier to hit there, but, you know, they got every guy throwing 90, you know, six plus, and we probably had 10 in the whole league. Now they got six on every team throwing 97 up.
Well, one of the things that's happening in Major League Baseball is a starting pitcher maybe goes four or five innings, and then the bullpen comes in. If you had to go to bat with this, you'd see the starting pitcher maybe once or twice, and then next thing you know, you'd have a new arm every inning. You were one of the best contact hitters I've ever faced. How would you approach that, coming in with a new arm every inning and in every at-bat?
Well, it's tough, you know. Like I said, I would keep the same approach, you know. I would try to stay up the middle, you know. But like you say, you got a starting pitcher throwing 93, then the next four. You might not, like I say, you might only face a pitcher one time, and it's tough to hit every time you bring in a different pitcher. You really don't get zoned into it. And I think that's make it a little tough for the hitters, too. But you have to approach it basically the same way, you know, and you can't, you know, start adjusting for every pitcher coming in there because you'd be doing it constantly, you know, throughout the whole series and the whole game.
Bill Madlock's our guest on Talking Baseball, and one of the other things that's happening in baseball is giving guys rest so they only play a couple days and then give them a day's rest. And you were Mad Dog. You played every inning of every game. The game has definitely changed. And in respectful act of how baseball has changed and giving them these days off, how would you be today if you had one day off every three or four?
I don't think I would want it, though. You know, I like getting in the group and continue to play. You know, I like playing every day. You know, because we used to travel from West Coast to East Coast, get in at, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, have to play an afternoon game. So we never even thought about it. I guess they got that from basketball, but it seems like if you look at the – I can't say DL anymore. If you look at the IL, it just seemed like I've never seen so many guys on the IL. I have watched pitchers, they strike out 15 guys, and then the next day they're on the IL. Or it's just, you know, unbelievable. You know, like the two boys from New York. I mean, Stan and Judd, they seem like they're constantly on the DL. And just like, it's just full. I don't know what it is. It's got more equipment, you know, better doctors, but it seems like that IL is more filled with players every day.
You know, Bill, you were a fantastic third baseman throughout your career. Defense is definitely one of the things the Giants have done. They've got 21 errors going into today's game. And I know you watch Crawford and you watch Longoria, some Gold Glove winners. What do you see in their defense that just sparkles when you watch them?
They're ready. I mean, they, you know, you get like those guys, they anticipate where the ball is going to be at. They seem like they're moving before the batter hit the ball. And that's one thing I see about, you know, watching Crawford for years, and Liguori when he was in Tampa Bay, I always watched him. Those guys are, you know, that side of the infield just unbelievable. It's tough to get anything to it because they anticipate really well. And then you got the, you know, the rock behind the plate. So, you know, that's pretty good defense, like I say. And I always tell my kids, I said, you know, defense might not win a game, but it's going to keep you into a lie. It give you a chance to win. And that's what their defense doing up there.
Well, Johnny Cueto on the hill today for the Giants. If you were facing Johnny Cueto with a shimmy and a shake, how would you approach him? I know you always say go look for the outside corner. But this guy will offset you in so many different ways, and he'll quick pitch you. How would you go up against Johnny Cueto today?
It's just like what I used to go with. So I try not to look at them early. You know, I try to wait till they get through with all their gyration out there on the mound, and then try to pick up the ball. If you watch him, I mean, you be watching his body, you be watching his head, and all of a sudden the ball's on you. And like I say, quick pitches, he do everything. You know, and he's a veteran, having a pretty decent year, and it'll be tough to face. You know, he's a little easier to face because he don't throw as hard as he used to, but he's still tough to face. Keith.
Well, one last one. I'm going to go against Kyle Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks, a lot of off-speed stuff. I know you faced many pitchers back in the day that did that. Do you move up in the box at all on these guys like they used to, or you just kind of try to get a ball down, or you can drive it off Kyle Hendricks?
Well, you're trying to get the ball up on them guys because, you know, anything low, I mean, you got him and the other pitcher, I think Davis.
Right.
I mean, I don't think they ever
the
hit.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever hit 90. You know, and those, you know, those are the type of pitcher you go back to the dugout and say, I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe it. You know, and then you're steadily going 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, and sometimes with those guys, you hope the bullpen get in there.
Well, Mad Dog, thank you so much for your time today. It's always great hearing your voice, and I'm glad you're doing well in Las Vegas. Once again, be well, my friend, and we'll chat as the season goes on when we talk more baseball.
Okay, one thing else, you know, if I hit 180 or 190 like these guys hit now, you would find me hanging myself in my room.
No, we don't want that happen, Bill. And I tell you what, that wouldn't happen.
190,
Bill,
wouldn't,
no way.
190 wouldn't happen.
I guarantee you that wouldn't happen with that approach you had.
Okay. No,
Bill Matlock, have a great day. Thanks again. All right, we'll be right back on Talkin' Baseball, KNBR, 104.5, 680, the sports leader.